Companies need to be tested in order to see where the bugs are. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today, we'll explore one idea that reveals the glitches, quirks, and benefits in Europe. We'll also get a story today that talks about how power, prison, and prayer can change a life. Our top story today, the European Union refugee deal with Turkey looks good on paper. But in practice, well, that's something else entirely. Most refugees caught entering Greece illegally will get sent back to Turkey. But International Needs' Rodi Rodehaver says,
all of that is process being worked out. There were agreements made, but I think the agreements now have to be taken down to its lowest common denominator, and they have to figure out how they're really going to do this.
Because Turkey is already overcrowded, and they're barely providing more than a holding area, so refugees, they're not getting much help.
Our goal is to organize the local evangelical churches who are in the area where those camps are, to try to provide service.
Aside from meeting the basic needs for food, shelter, clothing, and medicine, he says, their teams have developed trust.
The families were really open to talk about how we could help them in the future, but also they were open to us praying with them and sharing some hope with them.
There's a reason so many are fleeing the Middle East. Violence. The 2016 World Watch List by Open Doors USA shows an escalation in Christian persecution over the last few years. The World Watch List is a ranking of the top countries where Christians face the most severe persecution for their faith. And according to reports from Breitbart, tomorrow, Rome will dye its Trevi Fountain red to honor this era's martyrs. Get the details at missionnews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News. In the past, reaching Muslims has sometimes been difficult. But with God, anything is possible. Perry LaHaye with Frontiers.
All over the Muslim world, Muslims are having dreams and visions of Jesus and might rock your theology that God is doing these kinds of things. But I've heard firsthand eyewitness reports from Muslim background believers in Jesus who've had dreams of him.
But this is only happening to a fraction of the Muslim population.
Even though many Muslims have come to Jesus, still, you know, 8 out of 10 Muslims have never yet met a true believer. So this thing is really just getting started.
There are ways you can help introduce Muslims to Christ too. And if you don't know where to begin, start by saying, hello. Chances are, there are some Muslims in your area that you could befriend. To help get those conversations started, Frontiers has some resources and tips. You'll find the details at missionnews.org. And finally, Crossroad Bible Institute is an international prison ministry dedicated to reaching inmates with the truth of God's Word and the love of God's people. MNN's Dodd Morris has more.
Ruth, we had a chance recently to speak with Communications Director Aaron Mueller about what motivates CBI staff and volunteers in their ministry.
Our passion is to equip and engage the church and give them an outlet to do ministry behind bars. And we try to make it easy, allowing them to correct inmates' Bible studies. They're able to correct their lessons and also send back a letter of discipleship, a letter of encouragement.
While CBI's outreach spans across 50 states and 6 continents, Mueller reminds us the real power of God's work in the lives of their 30,000 students happens one-on-one.
The most impacting part of what we do is the relationship that is built exchanging letters and hearing about how God brings together people from Pella, Iowa, with a person on the south side of Chicago who had a very rough upbringing and lands in prison, and just seeing how God works between two radically different people, but when the Holy Spirit's involved, amazing things can happen.
For Mission Network News, I'm Dodd Morris.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Did you know that the deaf are one of the world's largest unreached people groups? With a free resource kit from Deaf Bible Society, you can learn how to help 58 million deaf people gain access to God's Word. Get your kit by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnews.org and click on the banner. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.